For Win Wong and his identical brother, who also has the same name, the plight of the Asian rhinoceros was all but unknown, until a news report one day featured images of a Javan rhino poached for its horn. Like many of us, the Portland State University undergraduate was unaware of the increasing black market for rhinoceros horn and the keratin inside it, unaware that the price has jumped so high in Asia it at times rivals gold, by some estimates reaching $65,000 a kilogram.
I knew about traditional medicine using animal products, including rhino horn. I just never thought that the rhino was extinct or gone extinct. It hit me when I just thought, wow, there's serious consequences to using these stuff.
In 2011, the Javan rhino, the one Wong first saw a photo of, was wiped out of Vietnam. And in 2012, as eager consumers looked to Africa, South Africa saw a record-setting year in rhino slaughters. It was then that Wen and his brother decided to try and find a solution. So they started Rhinoceros Horn LLC, which led them to a company here in San Antonio, Keraplast.
They looked around the world for, where could they source keratin protein from? And as we're the world's leading developer of keratin protein products, they came across us through their search.
According to Rob Kelly, CEO of Keraplast, the company's been extracting keratin from sheep's wool since 1996. Mostly they sell it to cosmetics companies for hair and skin products. But Kelly says they saw a unique opportunity to pair their name with Rhinoceros Horn LLC. Keraplast provides the powder, Rhino Horn LLC provides the knowledge of the marketplace and the passion to try and solve this problem. But there is a price tag. Wong is trying to raise $300,000 on the popular crowdfunding site Indiegogo, and the prospects aren't good. The company has a month if it wants to meet that goal, and the count so far, just $550.
But paying for the case that it doesn't work out to reduce the size of the unit, that way we can reduce the cost. If that doesn't work out either, we might have to go with seeking private investments and or going through the Business Administration for loans.
For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Paul Flav.